Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Glad you could join us on the program this morning.
My pleasure.
Now, the Gallipoli campaign, I mean, pretty close to hell on earth, realistically, as close as you can get. What inspired you to write about Gallipoli and in particular the first 3 weeks of the Gallipoli campaign?
Yeah, so I think because the story's got such an important hold on the Australian psyche, that makes it a story that's really worth exploring. And of course, it's been done through other media, whether that's TV or film in the past. But by trying to tell it through music, really wanted to use music to create that kind of emotional intensity, because as you said, it was a very intense period for the soldiers. So there was a lot of horror there, but there was also a lot of humour, because they had to use humour to get through the horror. So we've tried to dial that up to make it a really kind of true life but engaging experience for audiences. And then it's centred on the story of John Simpson, of Simpson and His Donkey. And he was at Gallipoli for 3 weeks, hence the title, 3 weeks in Spring.
Mm. Now, I'm sure most people that have even a passing interest in the Gallipoli campaign will probably be familiar with John Simpson, Simpson and His Donkey. But for those who aren't, would you mind sort of filling us in a little bit on the story?
Yeah, sure. So he was a great character. He grew up in the northeast of England. And he clearly had sort of wanderlust throughout his life. He wanted to experience more and experience adventure. So when he was 17, he ran away from home, joined up with the British Merchant Navy, travelled the world for a couple of years, landed in Australia at the age of 19, 20, and kind of thought, I quite like it here. So he jumped ship, effectively became an illegal immigrant and travelled around Australia. He was a jackaroo, he was a gold miner, always looking for adventures. Always looking to have fun. And then when he heard that the First World War had broken out, he signed up to join up with the Australian Imperial Force because he saw it as a free trip back to the UK, possibly via France for the Western Front, got sent to Gallipoli, and he was a stretcher bearer, and he was a very kind of rebellious character. And he decided that just by operating two men on each end of the stretcher, they couldn't save as many people as if he were to use the donkeys that were running wild. So he befriended and tamed some of the donkeys. Duffy was his most famous one. And he started to save people, and came very, very close to getting court-martialed as a result. But his superior officer, Colonel Monash, said, actually, what he's doing is fantastic. And so he saved about 300 men in the 3 weeks that he was at Gallipoli, and of course, sort of semi-regularly, there's calls for him to be made a posthumous VC.
Mm. And this one, I understand, to put the play together, the show was fully self-funded. You even remortgaged your home to see it through. Why? I mean, that's committing, I would have to say, to the art, Ian. In terms of that, why was it so important to you to get this story out there?
Because I really believe in the story, and I really believe in the team of creatives, director, choreographer, all the cast, all the musicians who are we've got such talent there, and I just wanted to have that to be seen and to be heard by Australian audiences. And the other thing is that there is a tendency here to rely on bringing across international imports. So, the Sydney, the state government in particular, has been crying about the fact that Hamilton is coming across next year. Mm. And don't get me wrong, Hamilton is a fantastic show. I saw it when I was in London. It's brilliant, and it's great that it's coming to Sydney. But it would be great too if homegrown stories told by homegrown talent could generate the same kind of interest and same kind of publicity. So one of the reasons that we are taking this big risk is to say, hey, here is a fantastic Australian story told by fantastic Australian talent. Come and see it. Come and support it. And that's what we hope people will do, as well as you said in your intro, supporting charity into the bargain as well.
Mm, I mean, I'm personally looking forward to seeing Hamilton when it comes over. I'm a bit of a musical fan, but you see that Americanization of even the theatre industry, much like our television industry here in Australia as well.
Exactly. And one of the things that we want to do is to just, we're not saying, you know, ban imports. We are saying let's have a bit of balance. So, you know, at the minute, it's probably 95% imports, maybe 5% homegrown on a really small scale from independent companies that are struggling and beg borrowing to try and get fantastic new shows up. But if particularly from a governmental standpoint, if there could be a bit more support for local talent and local stories, I think Australian audiences would respond to that. And then ideally, we can then become an exporter rather than just a purely a net importer of artistic talent.
Tremendous. Well, Ian, look, very best of luck going forward with the show. I look forward to seeing how this one turns out. Do appreciate your time this morning.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me, Sean.